The latest news and analysis is brought to you every Monday to Thursday.
Live
in the Israel Update with Anthony Wright, only on Chai FM.
Good afternoon, Anthony Reich. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. How are you?
Good, thank you, Kathy. How are you doing today?
Oh, so lovely to speak to you. Listen to that
Anthony Reich voice. I know, it's been a while.
It's been too long. It's been too long. Anthony.
And I'm not used to doing afternoons. I'm such a morning person, Kathy. I thought you were too.
I am a morning person, actually. All right, Anthony, what's news in Israel? What's happening in Israel?
Well, for fear of repeating some of the things that we discussed this morning, hopefully there's different people listening in and looking for different things, or perhaps some of the same things. But I was just really interested in this whole visit of Prime Minister Netanyahu to Lithuania over the weekend. And when I spoke to Howard about it on Thursday morning, I said to him that I was really surprised that it's taken this long for an Israeli prime minister to visit Lithuania. Out of all the countries in the world, one would have thought that, you know, that might have been one of the countries that's kind of top of his agenda. And yet it's taken this long for an Israeli prime minister to visit Lithuania for the very first time. And it seems like he's had a relatively good visit from a personal perspective as well as from a national perspective, because the whole intention of his visit to Lithuania was really, I think, more about trying to gain support around this whole Iranian deal, to try and garner some further support from European countries, because we know that the EU countries that were signed up to the P5+1 deal, the Iranian nuclear deal, are still dithering over whether they should continue to see it through or not. You know, we've just seen the French President Macron has called for, staying in the deal, German Chancellor Angela Merkel seems quite intent also on staying in the deal. So Prime Minister Netanyahu was quite eager to get hold of some, European countries who might be able to somehow plant a slightly contrary view into those EU thoughts in a view to try somehow to break the Iranian deal. And so he met with the representatives of all the Baltic countries while he was in Lithuania, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, in order to see if, you know, somehow he can break the unity between the EU countries and somehow gets a little bit of anti-feeling. It's not clear how successful he was in that particular effort. But we do know that besides, you know, making this huge effort on behalf of the State of Israel, both on the political national side and also taking with him some business people in order to try to promote trade between Lithuania, between the Baltic countries and Israel, he also had a slightly personal side to it because of his Lithuanian backgrounds. In fact, it appears as if the Prime Minister Netanyahu is a descendant from the Vilna Gaon. And so while he was in Vilnius, he took the opportunity to go to the grave of the Vilna Gaon. He also visited the Jewish community in Lithuania. And of course, he was very much praising Israel's intelligence, life-saving intelligence, as he calls it. And he called upon Europe at some point to recognize the value of this intelligence that Israel provides not only to European countries, but indeed to other countries around the world, and which he thinks is somewhat undervalued by those countries, and is certainly not publicly stated the extent to which Israel is involved in helping to secure the safety of countries around the world through providing useful intelligence on potential terror attacks that are going to take place there. So all in all, I think it was a good visit for the Prime Minister. The whole Iranian deal, of course, remains to be seen. We've seen just today a statement by Iranian president saying that he wants to see some guarantees, some hard and fast guarantees on the part of European countries to show that they're actually respecting the deal that was signed back then. It remains to be seen as to whether Rouhani will actually get what he's looking for, these guarantees, particularly on banking channels and on oil-related purchases. It remains to be seen how that will ultimately pan out.
Very interesting. Yeah, it's the more things change, the more they stay the same. Anthony, let's move over to some sport. you know, since politics is pretty much the same as it was yesterday. The head of the Palestinian Football Association, Jabril Rajoub, has been banned by FIFA for incitement against Lionel Messi in his campaign to prevent the Argentinian football team playing in Israel. So what are the details of the ban?
So we all remember the story, right? The Argentinian football team was supposed to have played in Israel, in a friendly match just before the World Cup in Russia. The game was ultimately cancelled because there were such violent threats dished out against members of the Argentinian football team, and particularly against Lionel Messi, of course, who is the hero star of the team. Ultimately, unfortunately, the team didn't perform particularly well in the World Cup, but be that as it may, it was decided by the governing body of football, FIFA, that Jabril Rajoub, who is quite a well-known character, has got lots and lots of history, but currently functions as the head of the Palestinian Football Association and also functions as the head of the Palestinian Olympic Committee. And FIFA have decided that he is guilty of inciting fans against Argentina, against Lionel Messi in particular, but against the Argentinian football team in his attempt to stop the game from taking place against Israel. And as a result of that, he has been banned for a year. Now, the ban involves the fact that Jabril Rajoub cannot actually attend any football games during the course of that period of time. And not only can he not attend the games, but he's actually not allowed to engage with the media at or near the stadiums on match days during the period of that year. And in addition to that, he's been fined 20,000 Swiss francs as a fine. He is very determined to appeal against this ban. It'll be interesting to see whether FIFA entertain his appeal or not. But of course, you know, we know that Jabril Rajoub from many, many years ago already has been very, very anti-Israeli. He was convicted in an Israeli court of attacking a bus that was carrying IDF soldiers. He was actually sentenced to prison time. He was actually sentenced to a life imprisonment, a prison sentence back then. And he was then released during one of the prisoner swaps that took place back in the 1980s. So he certainly has a lot of history with Israel. And it comes as no surprise to anybody that he's taking this action in order to try to somehow undermine sport. You know, when one goes into the sporting arena, then we like to think that politics gets left behind. But unfortunately, in this particular case, sport and politics are unfortunately inseparable, particularly with Jabril Rajoub. And so we will see whether FIFA will decide to uphold the ban when this appeal of his is heard.
Incredible. Yeah, let's see what happens. Anthony Reich, that's where we're going to leave it this evening. Thank you so much for standing in for Rolene. And it's been wonderful speaking to you again. It's really
lovely
been wonderful.
To speak to you too as well. Slightly
you.
Different times of the day, but always good to chat to you guys. And I hope that your week ahead will be a good one. And I'm sure that everybody will be delighted to have Rolene back tomorrow in her usual slot.
I'm sure. But it's nice to catch you on the afternoon as well as the morning. Anthony, thank you so much. Have a good evening.
All the best.
God bless.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care.
Bye-bye.